Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to what will be our final dark minisode for season 19. Before, of course, we look forward to what should be a tremendous season 20. And as we prepare to make our seasonal anniversary of 20 seasons something special, a quick reminder that after this week's finale, we will have our standard post-finale few weeks downtime, and during that time, it's the perfect opportunity to join our team at Patreon, where you will still receive weekly half-hour episodes brand new every Sunday in Dark Bites, and you can gain access to the full 100-plus hours of Dark Bites back catalogue. And of course, you will be the very first to hear the season debut of Season 20, ad-free and before everyone else. Simply head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. Now, of course, we've just passed the Christian festival of Easter, and it made me think about religion, both how tolerant and intolerant people can be about other people's religions, and also how the belief in religion itself can cause phenomena to happen. And I do mean that in both a positive and a negative way. For example, as a non-practicing Roman Catholic, I still, for several reasons, mainly the influence of my Irish grandmother, got this house blessed by our parish priest, after agreeing with my siblings to take on the house after the death of my father. Now, I don't know whether I felt better because of any sort of spiritual healing, if you will, or cleansing, or if I felt better simply because I knew I was honouring my deceased grandmother. My point being, irrelevant of the reasons why it made me feel better about being in the house, I felt better in the house. Whether that's religion, whether that's spiritual, whether that's just all in the mind, it worked. Arguably, religion can be the biggest form of the tulpa experience. Your belief or faith in something being so strong that it can actually have profound physical and mental effects. For example, several studies have proven that when people believe they are under a curse, they will have more bad luck. But that's because they've brought it on themselves. The old adage of whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right both ways, plays into this. If you believe you're cursed, you're cursed. And by the same merit, if you don't believe in curses, you'll never be cursed. The 2 points I'm trying to make before we begin today's dark minisode is the fact that if somebody does believe in a faith, it can have profound effects. And also, they should not be mocked for their belief in that faith, because we all have our own version of a belief system or religion, if you will. It may not be to a god, but it may be something that, i.e. in a cursed situation, you believe in where the rest of the world does not. Tolerance is the word of the day when it comes to other people's belief systems. In fact, this entire podcast is based on the idea that we, i.e. me and hopefully you the listeners, believe in something that the majority of mature adult people will not openly admit to believing in, until you sit them down and get them into a state where they can say, actually, one time I did have this thing happen. But without further ado, let's move on to the final dark minisode of this season. A dark presence awakened. To start this story off, I would like to first add the context. I am a believer of Christ and the Christian religion, and as such, I have a certain line of beliefs. One of my strong beliefs is that ghosts, as we know them, do not exist. I believe that human spirits do not linger on Earth. I believe all ghost stories are much more malevolent than human apparitions. My belief is that demons take the form of human apparitions. Demons try to seem friendly and more relatable by pretending to be something or someone we can relate to, something we can understand. It makes us let our guard down easier. As such, you can imagine how scary the following encounters truly were. In the beginning of 2019, my family and I had moved recently to just outside the small Civil War town of Gettysburg, in the backcountry of Pennsylvania, which for all the non-history geeks is to this day the single bloodiest battle in United States history. The house wasn't even an old house, not even a quarter century old yet. However, the original owners of the house had died within the first 3 years of owning the home, which I believe could be the cause of what since has come. The house had sat abandoned for around half a decade, before the next owners had taken possession of the home. They'd fixed it up and lived there for around a decade before my family had moved in. The previous owners obviously would never mention if they'd experienced anything paranormal, as that might detract certain people from purchasing the house. But to this day, I still wonder whether or not they've had the same or similar experiences my family and I have had. When we first moved into the house, it was my brother-in-law, my sister, my parents, and I living there. The house seemed to be fairly normal at first whilst we lived there. A nice one-story house, quite large, with lots of sliding glass doors. That will be important to remember in a moment. There were two bedrooms on the southern side of the house, separated from the master bedroom on the north side of the house, with the kitchen and living room in between. There is one bathroom on either side of the house, as well as a sunroom that stretched the length of the house from the south side to the north side, as well as a larger game room slash movie room next to the master bedroom. The way sound travels in that house, you could clearly hear from one side to the other, as if they were stood right next to you. However, you could not see the driveway or anyone's car until you'd looked out of the windows in the game room. This is also important to the encounters. So, without further ado, I will move on to the first experiences of my family and then myself. And please, if you need any clarification, just let me know and I would love to clear it up. The first several months of living in the house had passed normally. I'm not sure who noticed it first, but all around the same time, everyone started to have a mini experience within the house. This experience would only happen if you were home alone, with no one else around. The simple but obvious noise of a glass sliding door open and slamming shut would ring around the house. Maybe once, maybe twice, but never more. Now, especially when living on the far side of the house, when you can't see the sliding glass doors in the game room, the natural assumption would be that somebody had arrived home. But it was just that, a natural assumption. However, upon investigation, the sole person in the house would soon discover that no other cars would be in the driveway, let alone another person in the home. On top of all this, we all had the very strong habit of locking the doors when we'd come home. Well, for a sliding glass door to swing wide open and slam shut, the door would obviously need to be unlocked. The only issue with that is that every person of the five of us who had experiences always noted the door was locked. And the lock was not just a wimpy lock either. I am firmly convinced that you could attach a car to the lock and give it full throttle and it wouldn't open. But as I've now revealed, every single person in my family who's been in that house alone has experienced this exact same thing. My mother, my brother-in-law, sister, and father. We hadn't discussed it before when I mentioned it and everyone else admitted they'd dealt with the same experience. A loud sliding of the door opening and then almost a crash of the door slamming shut before walking into that room to discover the door tightly locked. And yet, not another car in sight. However, none of my family had the experiences I had in that house. I was the most common discoverer of the experiences we all had as I was often home alone after school for several hours during the school week, and during the summer, even more so. Eventually, when COVID happened, we were all in the house together, and therefore experiencing the doors open and slam shut became such a seldom experience that I believe we nearly all had forgotten about it. At least, that is, until a winter night in 2021. My sister and brother-in-law had finally moved out of the house in summer 2021, and as is tradition, I stole the larger room as soon as they left. However, I was now all alone on the southern side of the house, with my now previous bedroom empty and the kitchen and family room standing between my parents' room and mine. But the sunroom still connected just at the end of my hallway and went all the way down to my parents' room. That was a sort of comfort. On this night in 2021, I'd woken up around 2 or 3 a.m. and I needed to use the bathroom. I quietly opened my door and stepped out cautiously as not to be loud. I walked down the short hallway and I opened the bathroom door. But just then, as my hand gripped the doorknob, I saw it out of the corner of my eye. A shadowy woman standing in the sunroom, just beside the doorway, staring me down. I could feel her, or it, its eyes staring me down with an icy cold glare. I could sense its glare locking me in place before I finally, shakily and quickly, ripped open the door and ran into the bathroom turning the lights on. I didn't know what to do. It was as if all of a sudden my urge to use the restroom was gone. I was trembling with fear. I paced around the bathroom before finally deciding I needed to return to my bedroom. I made sure to keep the light on and opened the door. She wasn't there, and she'd completely vanished. I walked back down the hallway, not once taking my eyes off from where she'd been, before reaching and feeling around in my room for the light switch, eventually turning the lights back on. With the hallway now well illuminated, I slowly crept my way back to the bathroom to turn the light off. After which I pretty much sprinted back to my room, closing the door behind me. After which I tried my best to fall asleep with the lights on. Thankfully, I had not experienced anything else that night. Otherwise, I might have gone mad. The next gathering of experiences would not come until months after, in May of 2022. However, when they did, they came in a bunch and they came fast. A pattern that would stick for several experiences to come. It was around 1 a.m. and on a Saturday morning when I heard the rattle of pool sticks coming from the game room. I had assumed it was my dad playing pool, as he often enjoyed doing after work for several hours. But he had never really been a night owl like this before. Out of curiosity and wanting to play a game, I got up from my bed and made my way out to the game room to see him. As I began rounding the corners of the hallways to the game room on the other side of the house, and I noticed something eerie. The lights in the game room were clearly not on. The warm yellow halogens that normally illuminate the hallway at night were not there. It's a weird thought looking back, but my first thought was, I can't believe my dad's playing pool in the dark at 1 a.m. That's weird. As I approached the game room, the rattling of the pool sticks continued to get louder and louder until I was stood in the doorway. No lights on, the racket of wood rattling louder than before. In that instance, I turned the lights on, assuming my dad was putting away the pool sticks. In hindsight, how naive. However, as I turned the lights on, the rattling stopped. Lo and behold, no one was in the room other than me in the doorway. All the pool sticks were sitting perfectly in their slots. It took me a second to recognize what had been happening, and I sat down on the step into the room and called a friend, because I didn't know what to do, not one bit. He convinced me to turn off the lights and head back to my room because it was probably nothing. He did convince me that I was probably tired and experienced everything in my head, which at this point in time I was probably convinced of because I wasn't sleeping best due to sports, as well as a poor video game habit and late nights. So I guess that's why I probably believed him. No sooner had I hung up with my friend while walking to my room, I saw, out of the corner of my eye, the same womanly figure stood at the entrance of our home. Let's take a quick break to tell you about a wonderful product. Did you know there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our world, from the food we eat to the air we breathe, even the skincare we use? They could be messing with your hormones and making you feel like you're stuck in a mystery of your own. And just like a plot twist in a true crime story or one of those unexpected scary moments in our submitters' experiences, hormonal changes like premenopause or menopause can strike at the most unexpected times. And suddenly you're dealing with mood swings, sleepless nights, and all those other symptoms that make you feel like you're losing control. But here's the good news. This is one mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. Just take the 2-minute free quiz from Happy Mammoth, answer a few simple questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. The results are impressive. There are over 40,000 reviews on their website. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. According to a survey, 86% of the women started losing weight, 77% say it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit? 100% of the women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Now, the entrance to the home is by the back of the living/family room, which I must walk through to return to my side of the house. In this moment, I remember the fear and adrenaline rushing through my body so intensely that I practically blacked out. Running to the bathroom and turning the light on just as I had when I had my first encounter with her. With it. Once again, I paced around my bedroom not knowing what to do. So I called my friend again, and we had probably stayed up on the phone for 2 hours before I finally had the nerve to get down that hallway back to my room. Once I made it to my room, I once again tried to fall asleep with the lights on. And this is where the third and final experience of this set comes into play. My dream. When I'd finally fallen asleep, I had a third-person dream about the events of the day, where I was watching myself relive what had happened that day. However, at each crucial moment of the day, my view would pan to a nearby corner. Whether it be the corner of a room, a house, a parked car, or even behind a window. When my view would pan, there would be this child, with grey skin and black hair, staring at me. And each time I would notice this child, it would shift its gaze from where I had been that day to lock eyes with me from where I was viewing from in my dream. The dream finally ended with an event that didn't occur that day. I was sat in the living room of my sister's house, dog-sitting, when I felt something was watching me. It was a dreary, rainy day in the final sequence of this dream, and I'd stood up in the living room and walked so I could see through the window in the kitchen, and there it was. The child was locking eyes with me through their window blind in the kitchen. And then I woke up. I didn't understand that dream, I didn't understand it one bit. So I prayed, and eventually I felt okay. But I could not go back to sleep that night. I doubt that I've ever prayed more than I did that night alone in my bed, sobbing tears of fear and anxiety. The final experience I had whilst living in that house was probably the most intense. The most intense I've ever experienced anyway. And I'm still shaking and fearing as I sit here in my college dorm writing this. It had been over a year since I'd had my last experiences, and they were finally fading from my memory. But they once again came back to haunt me. It was a rainy day in December of 2023, when I stood up from my sister's couch whilst dog-sitting for her and her husband whilst they were on vacation. I made my way to the kitchen to get a drink, as I was parched. And then it happened. It hit me like a truck when I turned the corner looking into my sister's kitchen from the living room, and I, in that moment, realised it was the final sequence of my dream from over a year and a half prior. It all snapped back to me, and I was instantly hit with fear and anxiety. I looked out of the window, expecting something to be stood there watching me. However, I guess the entire point of that dream was to show me what had already been there when I was not able to see it. In that moment, I experienced the deepest fear ever of existential dread that I'd never experienced before. Thankfully, there was nothing else that happened that entire time that I'd been dog-sitting for my sister and brother-in-law. But this experience was just the beginning. After this, I had many more horrid dreams, ones that to this day I still cannot remember, except knowing I woke up crying because of how horrible they were. The next thing to come, though, is something I scarcely think I will ever forget, no matter how hard I try. I'd gone to bed. I'd woke to get a glass of water. I walked out to the kitchen, not turning the light to my bedroom on, grabbed a glass of water from the cabinet, as we had washed the dishes the night before, filled a glass with water, and enjoyed that perfect midnight cold water feeling. I'm sure we all know what I'm talking about with that feeling. I placed the now used glass onto a paper towel to dry overnight to be ready for when I can use it again. And I headed back to my bedroom, where the light was now on. However, not realising this at the time due to how tired I was, I jumped into my bed ready to get the rest of my sleep. This is the moment I realised something was off. My body went limp, yet felt stiff. And I'm laying on top of something else. Something hard. Something underneath my bed. And then I realize it's not something, it's someone. Someone else laying, and I'm laying on top of them. This is when I wake up. I'm unable to move my body. My muscles are stiff, my mouth is unable to open, and I cry out for help. As all of this rushes through my head, I see it. The shadowy woman figure stood in my doorway, staring at me the same way it had so many times before. I sat there trying to scream out to anyone for help. It was at this moment that all the dreams were making sense. All the existential dread was adding up. For the first time ever, I saw this figure move. It moved into my room slowly. And this is when I started crying. I couldn't help it. I was crying and I was praying and I was panicking all at once. And finally, I woke up. After this experience, I walked out into the kitchen, which was the only place I felt I could be safe, and get my parents if I needed to. And it's when I noticed something. There it is. A wet water glass. The same one I'd used in my alleged dream. Sat on a paper towel, waiting to be used again. Since that horrid night, I've not experienced any more of these issues. That is, until I returned to my dorm room for college after Christmas break in January 2025. I now sit here in my dorm after my roommate has moved out, experiencing similar things as I write this very email to you. Worried that I might be soon dealing with the same woman, the same thing who haunted throughout the latter half of my still young life. Due to my beliefs, the only explicable thing is that what I've experienced is a demon. And it was trying to scare me, trying to break me. I think the most fearful thought of all of this is the thought that this demon could have chosen any form of apparition, yet it chose to be a woman, as well as a child. This demon decided to be an apparition that might draw pity, or a dropped guard. This story is 100% true, and I wish I could remember more of what happened in those later repetitions of my experiences, although sometimes I do think that my mind has maybe omitted purposefully these memories from my memories. I would like to thank you for reading my story and allowing me to have an outlet to share the stories. These events are true. And I do believe that there was, and possibly is, some sort of demon that has been attacking me. And I only pray that there might be a way for me to escape it, or work out of it. I will definitely reach out in the future with other stories, if anything happens or if I have the chance. If any of this comes across as rambling or needs clarity, please let me know, and I will do my best to get back to you and clear up any confusion I may have caused. Once again, thank you so much for your time and consideration. I always love listening to the podcast, and thank you for your dedication. Now, we have no name attached to that story, or should I say, our small team when providing me with that story have not provided a name, which usually is an indication the person who submitted the tale wishes to remain anonymous. If that's not the case, please reach out and let me know. And, of course, the email address for anybody who wishes to submit a story of their own personal paranormal experience of any length is, as ever, contact@thedarkparanormal.com. The one thing I would say to our submitter, and we touched on this on a story on our recent Dark Bites episode also for our Patreons, is it does seem to be the case, although it sounds cliche, that mentioning the demons or the spirits or whichever paranormal entity you've had a history with does seem to bring them back into your life. And when I said that last sentence, the most bizarre theory, if you will, entered my mind. And that is genetic memory. We know that's been kind of proven with mice in mazes, i.e. the sixth generation of a family of mice, will know the way through a maze automatically, as in it's programmed somehow in their genetic makeup. And I do wonder how many skeptics are aware of this phenomena of talking about something to do with the paranormal is a way of giving it power and bringing it into your own life. And almost like some primal subconscious safety mechanism, they, instead of recognizing that, obviously, because why would you? They've rationalized it as, I simply don't believe in ghosts, therefore I don't talk about ghosts. For all we know, the most skeptical people in our lives may be just very in tune with their primal DNA, knowing that when you talk about these things, you give them power. It's just a theory, and it's probably nowhere near true, but one that is definitely worth thinking about, if for nothing more than the sheer ironical humour if it was to be true. Anyway, this has been today's not-so-dark mini-sode. But I suppose as it's the finale mini-sode for this season, it should have been a lengthier one regardless. A huge thank you to everyone who submitted an experience for this season, and again, the email address for next season is contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And as we say on Dark Bites, the length of your paranormal experience is not indicative of how terrifying nor how truthful your experience is. So, until we begin our Dark Minisodes for Season 20, thank you for joining me on this show each week to prove that some of the scariest things come in the smallest boxes. And until next season, stay safe and take care.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.